everybody. In Parshas B'Shalach, B'nai Yisrael continue their exodus from Mitzrayim. And as they march out of Egypt, they approach the Yamsuf and they experience the absolutely phenomenal miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. An entire nation walks on dry land through the Yamsuf while the Egyptians who were pursuing them drown. And the question is this: why did the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim need to happen in two stages? First, B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim in an incredibly miraculous way. They witnessed the 10 Makos, including the 10th Makah, Makas Mechoros. They put blood on the doorpost. They leave Mitzrayim. And then, 7 days later, they witness a whole different stage of Yetzias Mitzrayim when they cross the Yamsuf. Why did B'nai Yisrael need both? This question was asked by the Shem Mishmuel Rev Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sachochava Rebbe, who died in 1926. The question is asked in the Shem Mishmuel on the Haggadah Shel Pesach in the section of Dayenu, and he says the following beautiful and fundamental idea. When B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it was a very special expression of love between Hashem and B'nai Yisrael and between B'nai Yisrael and Hashem. B'nai Yisrael were on the lowest level of Tuma without any zechuyos, and yet Hashem, out of his infinite love for them, took them out of Mitzrayim. They didn't deserve it, but he brought them out nonetheless. And B'nai Yisrael too. They followed Hashem into the wilderness with no provisions, simply out of Ahavas Hashem. It's exactly what Yirmiyahu says in the beginning of Perek Beis. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu to tell B'nai Yisrael, Zacharti lach chesed ne'uraich ahavas klulosaich. I remember the affection of your youth, B'nai Yisrael, the newlywed love. Lechtech acharai bamidbar be'eretz lo zrua. How you went after me, says Hashem, into the wilderness, into a land that was not sown. That's what happened when B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. The Shem Yishmuel says, paraphrasing the Zohar, that this kind of love between B'nai Yisrael and Hashem was an expression of B'nai Yisrael being huzmenu lemechal al pesora di avuhon. They were invited, so to speak, to eat at their father's table. They were in the inner circle next to Avinu Shebashamayim, as it were. And this special love, this special bond, created what the Shem Yishmuel calls Kiddushas Halev, an elevation, a sanctification of their hearts. B'nai Yisrael's hearts were uplifted and purified through this most beautiful love. Their hearts were dedicated to Hashem because of this beautiful love. However, says the Shem Yishmuel, as beautiful as all of this was, it was only part of what B'nai Yisrael needed. Sanctifying their heart was critical. It was something they hadn't achieved in centuries as slaves in Egypt. However, the Geula was not complete until B'nai Yisrael also achieved Kedushas HaMoach, an elevation and sanctification of their intellect. They had to dedicate their minds to Hashem, not just their hearts. Their intellect, their logic, their understanding all had to be dedicated to Hashem also. They had to subjugate and suppress their intellect in the service of God as well. Sure, we work hard to understand the Torah and to understand Hashem, but at some point we know that we will not understand Hashem completely. We will not understand every mitzvah completely. We will not understand why good things happen to bad people and why bad things happen to good people. And yet, with all that, we believe in Hashem, we trust Hashem, we follow Hashem completely. That is Kedushas HaMoach. And that didn't happen, says the Shem Yishmuel, until they witnessed and experienced Kriyas Yamsuf. In our parsha, in the very beginning of Perek Yud Dalet, when B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, but before they got to the Yamsuf, Hashem told Moshe to turn around, to head back to Mitzrayim, V'yashuvu. Turn around. And B'nai Yisrael listened. They followed Moshe, and they began backtracking back to Egypt. Even Paro himself thought B'nai Yisrael had gotten lost in the wilderness. He thought they got confused, but they were not confused. Just the opposite. They expressed Kedushas HaMoach. They dedicated their minds, not just their hearts, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They walked into the sea onto dry land. Your brain tells you not to do that, but they did it anyway. They believed in Hashem. They believed in Moshe, Hashem's messenger. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe avdo, is what the Torah says in Perek Yudalit Pasuk Lamed Hey, right before Az Yashir. And that was all part of the two-step process of Bnei Yisrael. By the time Bnei Yisrael walked out of the Yamsuf, they accomplished both Kedushas Halev and Kedushas HaMoach. Have an amazing day, everyone!